Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. I'm just so thankful for you being with me today, studying through the Word of God. My prayer is that you are being blessed by this verse-by-verse, line-by-line, precept-upon-precept study through God's Word. We love the Word of God. I love the Word of God. And I pray that He puts a desire for His Word within you, that you fall in love with God Himself through His Word. He reveals Himself through His Word. He reveals His Son Jesus through His Word, and He tells us His ways. And not only that, He gives us the opportunity to live according to those ways in this life. We always go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed by Your Word. We're learning so much about Jesus as we study this Gospel of John. And today, Lord, I pray that Your Holy Spirit will do His job and lead us into all truth, to guide us there, to empower us to live according to the truth. And Lord, that our lives will be a blessing, a pleasure to You. That's our prayer today. So we ask You to be with us and guide us through Your Word today. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is "The Hour Jesus is to be Glorified." It's taken from the book of John, chapter 12, and verse 23. The Apostle John wrote how there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same came therefore to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Jesus. And in chapter 12, and verse 23 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified," where we read, "And Jesus answered them, saying, The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." The verse reads, "And Jesus answered them, saying." John began with the words, "And Jesus answered them," which means, and the Son of God, the Savior of mankind, and God incarnate, whose name means Jehovah's salvation, responded to Andrew and Philip, saying or uttering, declaring, and proclaiming the following words. John shared how Jesus began to respond to the information given by Andrew and Philip concerning the Greeks. The verse goes on to say, "The hour is come that the Son of Man should be glorified." John continued with the words, "The hour is come," which means the specific time and season has arisen and come forth, that the Son of Man, or that God's Son Jesus, should be glorified, which means is to be praised, extolled, magnified, and celebrated. John shared how Jesus told Andrew and Philip that the time had arrived for Him to be extolled and celebrated. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how Jesus knew the timing for everything that was unfolding before Him. The Greeks coming to the Paschal feast was a sign that all things were coming together. And although Jesus would soon be arrested, put on trial, tortured, persecuted, crucified, and die, He would rise from the grave, victorious over death, the penalty for sin. People from around the world may receive Him as their Savior and Lord, be forgiven of their sins, and inherit everlasting life with His Father God. Jesus will indeed be glorified, and those who are wise will yield to Him so they may join the celebration. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "Except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His Word. In Jesus' name,